Believe it or not, you just heard the short version of the gospel. And that was long enough. Anyway, let me tell you a little background here. Bethany, that's where Martha, Mary, and Lazarus lived. It's a nice little village. And this was the extended family of Jesus. When he needed a rest or a good meal, he used to go to Bethany, where nobody knew him probably. Anyway, today we are going to a funeral with Jesus. The deceased is Lazarus. Martha and Mary sent a message to Jesus. Lord, your friend Lazarus is sick. That's what they said to Jesus. The message included no request to Jesus to come down to Bethany, because they knew that the simple statement that they were in need would bring Jesus to them. When Jesus came to Bethany, he found that Lazarus was already in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus was troubled in spirit, moved by the deepest emotions, and even cried. 3 times in the Holy Scripture, in the New Testament, we find that Jesus cried. At the death of Lazarus, he cried when he was coming down to the Olive Garden and saw the city of Jerusalem, which he loved so much, but refused to accept him. And he cried. And then he cried in the Garden of Gethsemane. 3 times. I'm sure there were other times, but that's what we know from Scripture. Today, Jesus was troubled in spirit again, and even cried. Jesus knew that whatever was wrong with Lazarus, he had the power to deal with it. There is no argument against God in action. Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." Now, it must have been the strangest funeral in history. We can be sure that among the people were some Sadducees who did not believe in the resurrection, and also the Pharisees, who were always ready to discredit Jesus. Then we have Lazarus, who got the chance to attend his own funeral. Jesus said, "Where did you lay him?" "He is in the tomb. Roll down the stone. Lazarus, come out." Lazarus came out, alive. And you know the first thing he did? He sued the undertaker. Anyway, it must have been a scene to see and to attend. Lazarus came out alive. At that very moment, Jesus made a consoling statement. "I am the resurrection and the life. Who believes in me, though he should die, will come back to life." In other words, Jesus is saying, even if you are dead in sin, even if you have lost all that makes life worth living, I can make you alive again. St. Paul, in the second reading, he says, your bodies will be brought to life through the Spirit of God. And in the first reading, I will put my Spirit in you, that you may live. I have promised, and I will do it. This is the lesson of today's liturgy. In that statement, I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus was referring also to the life to come. When we accept Jesus, when we accept his teachings about God and about life, then our life becomes so rich that it cannot die, but must find in death only the transition to a higher life. This is also the lesson of today's liturgy. Those who watched the funeral of Reverend Graham, a great man of God, it was this week or last week, you know, before he died, he told his son, he said, don't tell people that I died. I just changed the address. I moved. Which is true. All his life was dedicated to Jesus Christ. And I'm sure Jesus was waiting for him. In this story of today's gospel, if the story is simply the story of a raising of a dead man to life about 2,000 years ago, then it has nothing to do with us. But if it is the story of the defeat of death caused by sin, then it is telling us something which Jesus can do and does every day in life. There is every relevance in a Christ who to this very day raises up men and women from sin and liberates them to eternal life. The world be more wonders in our life if we cease to act by ourselves and for ourselves and set God in the central place of our lives. Today, together with the catechumens here present, we say a strong yes to life and a resounding amen to love. We find encouragement in the words of Jesus, I am the resurrection. And in the Old Testament, I will put my Spirit in you, that you may live. I promise, and I will do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.